This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
Neil, what are you doing? That's the biggest spreadsheet I've ever seen.
Hi, Feifei. Yeah, just you wait. I'm developing a product that will revolutionise English teaching.
Great. So why are you looking at screens of numbers?
Not numbers, data. Big data. This is what I need, and that's our expression in authentic real English.
那你打算怎么使用这些数据呢?
I haven't figured it out yet, but that's not important. Everyone's talking about big data.
Big data, 大数据确实是一个热门话题，但是大数据是靠分析的，你得知道如何处理这些数据。
Right.
What you're looking at is a list of football scores from every country in 1987.
Ah, yes. Not useful?
Sadly not. 咱们来听听 big data, 大数据到底是什么。
We are surrounded by data. Every time we use social media, buy something online, or even search for information, we are creating data. Because there's so much of it, and because it comes in many forms, we call it big data.
Companies collect and analyze big data to discover hidden trends and patterns.
For example, online retailers use big data to learn what kinds of things customers like, so they can suggest new products to buy.
这里是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。这期节目中介绍的表达是 big data. So Neil, how's your research going now?
Not well. It's hard to know where to start.
我觉得你可能需要一些信息，比如用户在语言学习应用程序上的付费模式，用户登录高峰时间、登录后在线、持续的时间，不同语言水平的用户需求如何变化，第一语言的数据。
Stop! I'm trying to write all this down. Feifei?
Yes?
Can I hire you as a big data analyst?
Sorry, Neil, you're too late. I'm launching a product of my own. It helps predict football scores.In fact, I need a bit more data from 1987.
Ah, well, I might just be able to help you out there.
Yes, I think you were actually looking at my screen earlier.
Sorry. You know, I think I'll leave this big data stuff to the experts.
Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.